take me in the life of Alabama spirit home.
Good morning. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE, and joining us in the studio for On the Block is our friend Erin Moylan. She is from Lofty Supply Cannabis Dispensary in Red Hook on Broadway. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Now, where do you live?
I live in Elizaville.
Elizaville.
Yeah.
Come on a little closer.
Come closer.
Yeah.
I'm in Elizaville, so I'm like 15 minutes from Center Red Hook. It's
cool.
Nice. Yeah.
And you've been then through Red Hook most of your life.
Oh, no. Well, where am I from? I live in Elizaville right now. I'm from Kansas. Oh. I grew up in the Midwest. Huh. Kansas and Missouri.
Okay, so what brought you to Elizaville from Kansas?
I was living in the city, as most, you know, Midwestern kids, you know, dream of, you know, moving away from the rural, you know, Kansas life.
Yeah, always the city mouse wants to be in the country. The country mouse wants to be in the city.
Yeah, and then you kind of have that reverse realization when you're in the city and you're like, wait,
what
am I doing? Yeah, where am I? A lot of factors kind of led me out of the city. I was working a ton and just, you know, I was growing up, you know, figuring stuff out. Mm. And I mean, long story short, had kind of a realization about, you know, how I wanted to, you know, be living my life, and the things I was putting in my body, on my body, drew me closer to, you know, connection to local foods and the farmers markets, and, you know, finding a rutabaga and being like, wow, I've never eaten this before. And that's ultimately why I moved to the Hudson Valley, was to grow food and vegetables.
So from rutabaga, turnips,
yeah,
to the Hudson Valley.
Yeah.
Now, there is a plant connection here, since you mentioned rutabagas, but what led you to deciding now is the time to open a cannabis shop?
Well, I was participating in the CBD and hemp, you know, cycle, I guess one would say.
As a consumer or as a appreciator?
Both. Yeah, yeah. So it was an interesting time for growers with CBD and hemp, and, you know, essentially no market in New York State at the time. Very little education and for the consumer, right? And everyone was, you know, I don't know what they expected, that people were just going to start smoking CBD flower when everyone was like ready for cannabis. Like, I don't know. So that was an interesting time. So it was dabbling with a little bit of distribution, we'll call it. And that turned into, you know, I was working on farms, doing some CSAs, you know, pretty much working like mid-size agriculture, while also dabbling with CBD and cannabis growing on the side.
So were you doing that for yourself or for the cultivation of the crop and to make it an awesome experience?
Both.
Cool.
So that obviously converted in 2022 into the conditional cultivation licenses, which was, you know, very early market. Again, like no market was established. There were no retail stores
open. So at that time you were growing CBD or actual cannabis?
It was CBD with like some cannabis plants on the side, of course, as we all have been for, you know, a long time in the Hudson Valley. The CBD was the legal operation, right? But that all was getting turned into hemp oil and CBD oil because there was no market for smokable flower.
Yeah.
The transitioned into the AUCC market and a little bit of uncertainty about like, okay, cool. So we're all we've got 200 farmers now that are just going to throw in an acre of outdoor and see what happens, because we'll see when the first store opens. You know, there was so much uncertainty, but it was an exciting time.
Mm. So now Lofty is on Broadway in Red Hook. Mm-hmm. Is your menu going to expand? Are you keeping it as a boutique? I checked out the menu and you have some wonderful products available, but I'm just curious, as the shop just opened a couple weeks back.
Yeah, we opened just before Thanksgiving. So we've been open for, what is that, about 6 weeks-ish now?
So, yeah.
So we are a micro business. I think it's important to differentiate. There aren't a whole lot of micro businesses that have their retail stores open yet.
So tell me all about it.
Yeah. So micro business is the complete vertical integration operation in New York, right? So we have a license to cultivate, to process, to retail, to distribute. It's the only license type and the only business model in New York that you can actually come and buy directly from a producer. Cannabis in New York is very similar to the alcohol industry, where they're trying to keep a two-tier system, separate the supply and the distribution from the actual sales. So the micro business is an awesome opportunity for growers to work on a more small scale, a craft scale, although it's not a term that we're allowed to use in regulations yet, on a more craft scale, and yeah, provide a more, yes, limited menu, but, you know, it's all coming directly from the producer. We're producing it in-house or working with other small operators to bring a more curated product.
That's super cool. And then it's all, well, microbiotic.
Exactly.
And it's all grown and consumed in the same place, or
yeah,
who knows where it's consumed. But
it's well, it's great because we're working in smaller batches. And, you know, the goal is to really drive what we're doing based on what people want, you know, because we are interacting directly with our customers, directly with our community. If people, I use this example a lot, but if people are coming in and saying, you know, nobody's making a savory gummy, or, you know, I'd really like, you know, a spicier chocolate, right?
You mean like a spinach gummy?
Yeah, yummy. Rutabaga gummies, yeah. Actually. yeah, you know, I was like, we could actually do something about that. And I think that that's pretty neat.
Sweet broccoli gummies.
Yeah, delish.
We're talking with Aaron from...
coming next month, actually.
Yum. We're talking with Aaron from a Lofty Supply Cannabis Dispensary in Red Hook. This is On the Block. She's on the block. You're on the block. Stay tuned. And we'll get to some more. We'll find out some more about Aaron and Lofty.
Hi, this is Dr. Jeff.
Good morning. This is On the Block on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and I'm joined by Aaron of Lofty Supply Cannabis Dispensary in Red Hook. And we were just talking about the wonderful joys of wanting to open a cannabis dispensary. And you have. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Is the second cannabis dispensary in Red Hook. Is there a lot of competition in opening a dispensary?
I think naturally, yes, because it's, you know, I think it's an emerging market, and the way that the timing worked out with legalizing and opening up the applications and awarding licenses, it kind of feels like everyone's opening at the same time now, and there's this mad rush. But, you know, every single person who is opening a store has been in the trenches for years doing all of this already. So it's not like we just were like, oh, cool, this is going to be, we didn't just poof, you know, this will be a good spot. Let's do this tomorrow. So I think that's important to recognize.
It's really cool also, as you described, Lofty Supply Cannabis Dispensary is a micro dispensary, and how you described it is different than the other one up the road because they don't have that same model.
Yeah, we'll never have the same selection of products, right? We'll never carry those larger brands. You know, it's always going to primarily be our in-house brands. So the goal is that the brand becomes ambivalent, and, you know, we're focusing more on quality and function and serving as an educational hub for people. You know, I want people to feel comfortable. I mean, and the part of the design of our store specifically was so that it didn't feel overwhelming and overstimulating. You know, I think the you know, fewer choices allows you to focus a little bit more on what you're there for, what you're looking for. You know, we have really great conversations with all of our customers that are coming in, and I feel like it's an opportunity to, you know, feel, if you don't know everything, it's an environment that, you know, allows you to ask a few more questions.
And Aaron, are you there behind the counter?
Right now, yeah, a lot. I love it.
How many folks work at Lofty?
It's five of us right now, including me.
Cool. Well, just moments ago, you told me you dig all kinds of different music. And, well, there's different music for different moods and different grooves and different feelings.
Yeah.
Just like different strains of marijuana for different feelings.
Yeah.
And cannabis for all kinds of ailments and needs that you have to help you sleep or to keep you energized as well. What is your favorite type, like sativa or indica?
I think it changes for me, honestly. I'm somebody who has some chronic pain, so indicas and like deep body highs are really beneficial for me. I love concentrates and dabs because I feel like that gets to the root real quick. I don't do as well with like a heady high, although I do like, I mean, I like to enjoy during the day, though, you know? So not that that puts me down too much, but I'm excited. I'm doing some R&Ds with hash right now, so that's cool. Going to be coming in a couple of weeks.
So I'm stoked. In the daytime, in your research, what do you recommend for yourself, but for others if they ask you, like, should I try a sativa, a hybrid, indica? What should I do?
I mean, I feel like that language is... It's difficult, but it's what we're settling into with terminology in this rec market, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, sativas are a little bit more uplifting, a little bit more focused on daytime. But I like to educate on the minor cannabinoids. I think there's a whole world of untapped function there that we're just starting to dig into.
Like you mean CBN, CBG?
Yeah, CBC, yes. Those guys are so beneficial. And that's all of our edibles actually at the store are formulated with minor cannabinoids as well as THC to serve a specific function, either for daytime, nighttime, you know, anytime, sports recovery, right? I'm working with our formulator, Mike, down in Hopewell Junction. He's amazing. He went to the culinary, so he has that confectionery background, so everything's delicious, but also extremely functional. So until we can like really get into, you know, until we reschedule cannabis and can get into more research and you know, figure out, you know, run tests on like, okay, what are these minor cannabinoids actually doing? We're purely going on effects based. You know, we don't make medical claims as a rec dispensary, but we can say, you know, hey, you know, effects and research is leading towards CBC being, you know, an antidepressant and a mood stabilizer. And I think that's awesome.
Well, that's really cool. And there's a lot of science behind the plant, which needs to be explored. And some is getting exploration, which takes you to the CBGs, CBCs, and CBNs.
The whole plant. Yeah. I feel like we're so focused on the potency of the THC that we're losing that full plant, well-rounded understanding of it, at least right now. So hope that.
We're talking with Aaron from Lofty Supply Cannabis Dispensary on Broadway in Red Hook. And she told me a little while ago she digs all kinds of music. And here's one from an artist she likes. This is a little taste of honey from Herb Albert. The Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. I'm hanging out with Aaron. We are on the block. This happens every Thursday starting at 9 o'clock. And Aaron just opened up a brand new cannabis dispensary in Red Hook. And we wish you nothing but the best, Aaron. You have a great taste in music. You seem to enjoy community. That's important to you. You seem to be able to offer advice based on people's ailments or concerns, and you could say, hey, you may want to try this and it'll alleviate that symptom, although we're not doctors.
No medical claims, just education and awareness. I think that's important to me, is you know, the goal of legal cannabis is to destigmatize the plant and, you know, the all of the war on drugs that has been happening for so long, right? So any kind of education, outreach, workshops, you know, even if you just have questions about the plant and you're never going to use it, like, that's fine. Like, I want Lofty to serve as a hub for education primarily. Wow.
That is a wonderful statement right there. And if you have any questions about cannabis in general or what product may help you with different ailments, Erin is there and she's behind the counter.
Most of the time, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And if I'm not there, my staff is there and they're all great.
All right. Well, That sounds good. And you're on Broadway in Red Hook. And what are your hours?
We're open Sunday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays 9 to 9.
All right. Well, we wish you nothing but success. And I think maybe I'll stop by there for lunch.
Sounds good.
On the block. It's the Up and Running Morning Show. Erin Moylan of Lofty Supply Cannabis Dispensary on Broadway in Red Hook. Stop by today for lunch.
Hi, I'm Bill at Kenko's Archery Center. A wise friend once said,